the Mishnah says stam, not im balchiv nifra, minich siyisim ranzifoyis, but stam, so that means, no matter who the abligi is, whether he's a balchiv or an izek, so in nifroy minich siyisim el naziboyis, that even if the abligi is a nizek, he still cannot collect from yisimim, from idias, but he has to collect from the boys. In other words, if the mazik died, and he left the chosin, and he left idias, bainanes, and the boys, then the nizek, after the death of the mazik, so he comes to the children of the mazik, to the yisimim, and he says, your father was mazik me. $1,000 was the damage. I still didn't collect. So I want to collect it from your nechosim. So according to Rabbi, according to Rav Nachman, so the Yisimim can say, if our father had been alive, then he would have to pay you with idias. But since our father is not alive, so we'll pay you from these boys. So he says, why? He says, because there is a takone. In Yifroim, Yich, Yisimim, all the boys. This is what Rav Nachman says, and what Abaye says. Rove is chilik, and Rove holds, no. This takone of Tikkun Eilam, of Yifroim and Yisim, and as a boyes, applies only to Balchiv. Because Balchiv, Midraise, even when he tries to collect from the father, he's only entitled to collect from the boys. But Chachomim, Mom Yisakein, Shulitin Uberv Nilovim, he should be entitled to collect from Beinez, so. Vis-a-vis Yisaymin, the Tekonis Chachomim doesn't apply. Mashayim Kein vis-a-vis Nizek, where Midraise is entitled to collect from Midyes, so the Chachomim won't be sakin that Gabi Yisaymin, that he shouldn't be able to collect from the Midyes. So in other words, a Nizek can collect from Yisaymin also from Midyes. Only Balcheiv is restricted, and he can only collect from the Yisaymim Ziboyes, because that's his rights midraise, Balchei, but Ziboyes. But Chachomim Misakim Beyenes, so Ligabi Yisaymim, the Takonis Chachomim doesn't apply. Mishum Tikkun Eilam. Masha'im Kei, Ligabi, in connection with the Nizek, since midraise is entitled to collect from the Idias of the Mazik, so even when he collects from the Yisaymim of the Mazik, he's still allowed to collect from the Idias, according to law. All right. Now, so the Gemara says as follows. So Marazut Rabbeinu Rav Nachman, Shmid Rav Nachman, Shtachiv Al Yitzal Seim, Avon Pishikos Bishvach, Vinigiv Al Nazibur Yes. Omar Abaye, Teida De Balchiv Dini Bibeinez. So Abaye agrees with Rav Nachman. Balchiv Teida Bibeinez, Yasmi Zibur Yes. Omar Rove, Hocha Ashte, Balchiv Dini Midrais Bizibur Yes. Ki Di Ule, Di Omar Ule Dvar Teiro Balchiv Bizibur Yes. שנה ואחות סתם העיד ואיש, מדעתי של ישראל ציפוח עצמי בכלי, ומטעם הוא בלכי בבינס, של קלדל לפני לוב, וגם יסמי פרה בול נדרייסה, אלו הוכה כיוון דידין מדרייסה בידיאס, אף הוא יסמי נעמי בידיאס. So in other words, according to the פשט by most רשני, רוב ישראל כאן הבאי, אין דן רב נחמן. רב נחמן הבאי say that even a nizek can collect from the same only ziburyes, even though midraisi is entitled to call. It could collect idias, and Abaye says there is a good raya because Balchiv also dinei midraise. So now dinei bebeilenes umiyas mizibuyes. So Rove refutes that, and Rove says no. By Balchiv, of course, the Mishnah says and ifroy minyachsi yisaimim elam naziboyes because mititikin eilom. So the Chachomim are misakim mititikin eilom. Why? Because midraise is not entitled to anything other than ziboyes anyway. So it's only the Rabbanon, some male Gabi Yisemi is not entitled to collect from Beinis, but only the boys. But Nizek, who Midrais is entitled to collect from the Idias of the Mazik, so even from the Yisemi is entitled to collect from the Idias. So according to most Rishenim, Rove is Chelik. According to the Ramban and Melchameis, we'll soon see, the Rove is not even Chelik. But Abaye said he has a strong Raya to Rav Nachman's Din. So Rove said it's no Raya, but he's not Chelik. He says, the raya you don't have, but Rove can agree with Rav Nachman except that he says there is no raya mechrachas from Balchi. All right. But then the Gemara asks the kasha. Rove, v'otona Avrom chuzoye in ifroim yichsi yisemi alam naziboyes ואפילו אין ניזוקין, וניזוקין דינו מדרייסה בידיעס. So Avram Chuzoye says in so many words that in the front of the same in Gabuye is a filo in Izoki. So the Gemara says no, it's no raya against Rove from Avram Chuzoye, because Hochem Mayaskin on Kishoi, so it is the Nizek is the boy is the Mazik. For Rabbi Shmoyeli, Doma Midrais and Nizek Shamin, and Tikna Elam Tikna Rabbonon, with the Mazik, the Gabi Yasme Upina Rabbonon the Rais. Mashenkin according to Rabbi Kive, that Midrais a Nizek is always entitled to collect from the idiots of the Mazik, so then we can say like Rove, that even from Yisemin, so a Nizek is entitled to collect from the idiots of the Yisemin. Alright, that's the other Gemara. Now let's see the Rosh. Paragraph Gimel in the Rosh. Eile gave mil shel tono. O yo im rivom shim bo kol basachas kol akidim bishtar. Yigve miachin tchilo. Ben idias ben beine bize boiz. Va amucha mimenu gave achot mishol tono. Va amucha yeisa gave mishol tfeil tono. Viman zokin kidmu bal chay vachus, lasi shabachin ubo ligus keachot, hani zokin kidmu ligus naachin, af meze boyes, ובאל חיב משל פונו ואפיל אין אידיס וכסו עשי שמשל לפני פונו ואפיל אין אידיס וניזו כי יכן לאימר אם כנראה תוקי חי שכך הוא דין מי שקידם שיבודי צורך ליק בייס תחילו ויוך ליק בייס על מנחם ואם בו ליגויס משל פונו אימר ינחת לחומוק עם ליגויס ממנו מי הוא נראה לי אם ניזו כי מיפייסו על ליקוקס הראשיינים שיניחו מיגויס תחילו מהם לא אימר ינחת לחומוק עם ליגויס מהם לא ימוצא בל חיב וכסו עשי של מימר ניזו כי כבר נסתר לי שבודח מהם, כאילו שהניחו בני חירה אצל המכר, וכאילו שאשתו הולכו מוקדם את הצורך לי בני חירה שהניחו בני המכר. משום דומה נזק, כולם משבדדים ושבודדינו, אלו שחכומים תיקנו איתי בסל וכוחס, שאני מפרוי מהם כל זמן שהניחו בני חירה, וכאילו שהם איכו מן על תקונה שהסכינו איתי ואלסום, אתם מה לכם ממי, אני אקח מאיזה מן שעת. דומה לו, איש שקליסו כדין לכם שקליסו, ואילוי מדרנה שתורד לזיבור אצלם מורה. הודי קומה מדרנה לאו דווקא. Because what's the lotion of madarne? The literal meaning of madarne. I turn over the shtar that I received from the mecher when the mecher sold me. The sodi zeboyes, he gave me a shtar. He exited a shtar. So I'll turn over that shtar back to the mecher. Lav davke, shimoy mazal ha-shtar, lo nizbat el ha-mekach, bishvil ze, im lo shiikna ha-sodi bekinyan, o shiimsa lo ha-shtar, v'yichtiv lo shtar mechir olof, קני לך איו בכל שיבודי, כדתנן בפרק בסרה דבר בסרה, מי שבו ואומר, עובד שטח הביא, אף על פי שבו עדים ואומרו, אנחנו כוסבנו וחוסמנו, ונוסנונו לישטר, אין קייסי, במדבר אמורים בשטורי אלבויה, אבל בשטורי מקח וממך, קייסי חוץ מהחי שבי, שמין גמליו, אם הרב בשטורי מקח וממך, אין קייסי, סובד, So there's a machleket between Rabbon and Rav Shimon Gamliel. And the Gemara says, the machleket is, and the question is whether Esi is nipted in Sire or any Esi is in Sire. So the Rabbonon of Rav Shimon Gamliel holds, any Esi is nipted in Sire, and Rav Shimon Gamliel holds, Esi is nipted in Sire. So Misha Bo Bo Ma Shtachei, let's say, Ruvei comes and to Bezden, and he says, I had the promissory note, the Shtachei against Shimon for $1,000. And because I lent Shimon $1,000, he gave me shtar. But I lost the shtar. So of course, Bezdin, and he wants that Bezdin should, why give him another shtar? Of course, Bezdin, that goes without saying. Bezdin is not supposed to believe what he says. But the Chiddush in the Mishnah of Basra is that even if he produces Edim who can corroborate his testimony that Shimon gave him Ruve a shtar for $1,000 because they saw how Ruve lent Shimon $1,000, and Shimon gave Ruve a shtar. So they know that what Ruve says is true. They even corroborate his testimony. So even in such a case, Bezdin cannot give him a shtar, even though the same Edim who signed the original shtar corroborate the testimony of Reuven, and they are willing to sign him another shtar. So why shouldn't they? After all, we know that Reuven's testimony is true. Why shouldn't? And the Edim who signed the original shtar are willing to sign another shtar. So it will not prejudice anybody. So still, the halacha is no. And they are ready to execute another shtar. In case, why? Because it's true, we know that it's true that Reuven let Shimon $1,000 and Shimon gave him a shtar. But how does Bez know that it's true that he lost the shtar? Maybe he's lying. Maybe he has it hidden in a vault, that shtar. In the meantime, so the Edim will give him another shtar and he'll be able to collect twice if he's an unscrupulous person. So Memele, even though the Edim corroborate the testimony by Reuven, so Bez cannot give him another shtar because there is a possibility that Reuven is lying, that he didn't lose it and that he has it and that he intends to get to collect twice. So because of that, Bez cannot give him a shtar. So then there is a possibility that Reuven will, as a result of the other shtar that will be given to him, will be given an opportunity to perpetrate the fraud and to collect twice from Shimon. But shtori mekachum emcha. Suppose the Edim testify. The Edim testify that Shimon sold Reuven the sode and gave him the shtar. So, and they didn't testify. So there is no possibility of fraud. So then, Beis Din does tell the Edim, now you signed the original shtar mechira, and you know that the sode was sold by Shimon to Reuven. And so, why don't you sign another shtar? So then, there is no possibility of a fraud being perpetrated in the future by Reuven. So, Avishtori mechomemcha keisvi chutz miachraye shebe. But in other words, if let's say in the original shtar, Reuven says that in the original shtar he was mikabel. It was written that he was mikabel achrayes in case it is taken away by me'arerin. So then he'll be reimbursed. So that achrayes is not mentioned in the shtar. Rav Shimon Gamliel Eimeir, Abishtori Mekachom Emchan Keisvi, Rav Shimon Gamliel Yisraeli Tan Rabbanon. And he says, that Tiv Mishtar Mekachom Emchan is in Keisvi. Why? So, Unfor Esho Som, the Beis Yis Niknis Bim Sire Kom Mifligen. Rav Shimon Gamliel So, Vare Yis Yis Niknis Bim Sire. Vichai Shimon Dil Meir Zabri Ashtar. Vichabonon Savre, Beis Yis Niknis Bim Sire. Vav Shimer Zabri Ashtar, Lunis Batla Mekach. Now, so from this Gemara it appears that according to the Mandoma, ACS Niknis Bimsira, now the basic machlekes between the Mandoma who says ACS Niknis Bimsira and the Mandoma who says Enisik Bimsira is in respect to Ishtachel. So Rebbe holds ACS Niknis Bimsira, and Rav Shimon Gamliel agrees with Rebbe that ACS Niknis Bimsira. So according to Rebbe, so let's say if Reuven, if Shimon has Ishtachel against Reuven, and Shimon, in other words, so Reuven owes $1,000 to Shimon, and Shimon has that shtachet that testifies that Reuven owes him $1,000. Suppose Shimon wants to sell the shibudim to Levi. All he has to do, according to Mandom Aristin Yisire, he tells Levi, I have a shtachet, a promissory note against Reuven, and I can collect $1,000. I'm turning it over to you. So you'll stand in my shoes, and you'll be able to collect it from Reuven. If we say ACS Niknis Bimsira, according to the Rabbonon who say ACS Niknis Bimsira, so suppose Shimon has a shtachiv against Reuven for $1,000 and he wants to transfer the shibudim, the chiv, to Levi so that Levi should be able to collect the $1,000 from Reuven. So then he cannot transfer the chiv that Reuven owes him by simply turning over the promissory note, the piece of paper, to Levi, but he has to write a shtar on that shtar. So he has to write a shtar and Hare Ani Makna Lecho Es HaShtachiv SheYesh Li Al Reuven, and Edim will sign that, So then he turns over, he hands over both shtaris to Levi. The original shtachev and the shtarachnoye and the shtachev. That's called ksivel misir. But misir alone, it's not nikne. So then the Gemara also says that according to the mandoma, that Asius nikne misir. So if Ruve, let's say he was makne, a sode, two shimen, and he gave him a shtar, Ruben is a meicher, and his makne, he saw the two shimen, and he gave him the shtar. Then, if shimen will hand over that same shtar to Levi, so Levi will acquire title to the sode that shimen bought from Ruben, without any other kiyoni. And the old Gemara also says, in this Gemara, in other Gemaras, that according to Mandoma, Asius Nikri Bimsire, if Ruvein sold his sode to Shimon and gave him a shtar, then Shimon turns over the same shtar back to Ruvein. So the Mekach is bottle in Mafreya. Why should it be bottle in Mafreya? So it appears from this Gemara that the whole aloche, the mandoma, who says Asius Nikris Bimsire, so basically it implies now when Ruvein, let's say when Ruvein is Mecher Isode to Shimon and he gives him a shtar, so the shtar testifies in effect that Ruvein saw the number one to Shimon. So it's ishtaraya. So in other words, it's ishtaraya, it's mivarer. So it's mivarer that Shimon, who is the tefis ashtar, so that the sode belongs to him. Even though we know that the morekame was Ruvei, but now since Shimon holds the shtar, so the shtar testifies in effect that the holder of the tefis of the shtar, he is the owner of the sode. So that is the shtar testifies as to whom? As to the one who holds the shtar. So the mandoma who says, Asius Nikris Bimsire, even though in the shtar it's mentioned, Ruvein sold the sode to Shimon, and then Shimon wants Levi, that he should acquire title to the sode, the shtar doesn't say, think about the relationship between Ruvein and Levi, the shtar only testifies as to the relationship between Ruvein and Shimon. That Ruvein transferred the sode to Shimon. The shtar doesn't say that Ruvein or Shimon transferred the sode to Levi. Levi's name is not mentioned in the shtar. So the mandoma who says Asius Nikris Bimsire, in view of the fact that the whole raya of shtoris is based upon the fact that there is a tefis ashtar, there is a baal ashtar who holds the shtar. So mele, if the baal ashtar turns over the shtar to another party, so the same Haggadah that originally the shtar purported to say as between Ruben and Shimon is now saying as between Shimon and Levi. If we say Asius Nikris Bimsire. So Mimele, that's why we, according to Rebbe and Rav Shimon Gamliel, who says Asius Nikris Bimsire, if Shimon has a promissory note on $1,000 against Ruben, and then he wants to transfer the $1,000 debt that Ruben owes him, Shimon, to Levi, all he has to do, turn over the shtar. So then Levi becomes the obligee of the $1,000 debt. Because, why Asius Nikris Bimsire? In other words, because the same shtar that originally testified that Ruben owes Shimon $1,000 is now testifying that Ruben owes Levi $1,000. That's how he acquires title to the debt. And Mimele, the same thing is true of Ishtar Mechira too. Suppose Ruvein sold Shimon a sode and he executed Ishtar, then Levi wants to transfer the sode. Shimon wants to transfer the sode to Levi. To Levi, all he has to do, according to Mandoma Rizinik Mesire, is to turn over the Ishtar. He doesn't have to execute Ishtar on the Ishtar. but just to turn over the shtar. So melee, if we say Eisik Mesira, so it means that the same shtar that originally purported to testify as to the relationship between Reuven and Shimon, that Reuven sold the Sodeh to Shimon, now when it's turned over by Shimon to Levi, purports to testify that Shimon sold the Sodeh to Levi. But Levi's name is not even mentioned. The answer is, he holds it. So in other words, it's transferable. The Raya is transferable, can be negotiated. That's the pshat Nesias Nekimusirah. Since the Raya can be transferred, can be negotiated, can circulate, can be negotiated, so mainly it affects a Kinyan also. The best Raya is that the Gemara says, according to Mandoma, that Nesias Nekimusirah, if Ruvain, let's say in this Tovshin Memveis, so they saw the number one to Shimon. Shimon acquired title. Then in Tishrei Tovshin Mem Gimel, so Shimon decides to give back the same shtar to Reuven. So then the Gemara says, if the Korich Mandomar is Nikdim Sire, so the Mekach is bottled retroactively. How is it bottled retroactively? If Isis Nikdim Sire only means that it constitutes a change of title, so why should the Mekah be bottled retroactively, as if the Sodeh had never passed, as if title to the Sodeh had never passed from Reuven to Shimon. But it did pass for half a year. Who had possession? Now he turned over the shtar, so it should be a Mikan Habe, a transfer of title. No, from the Gemara it appears, and the Rishonim say it explicitly, that it's mivatel, according to Mandoma, that Asias Nixon and Sire, if Reuven and Nissen, Tovshin Membeis, was Makne, saw the number one to Shimon, and gave Shimon a shtar, then it validates the sale retroactively. Why does it invalidate retroactively? Let's say that the turning over of the shtar is a kinyan. So it should constitute a transfer of title, Mikal Habe, not retroactively. The answer is the basic aloche of ACS Nikdes Bimsira is that Ishtar that on its face purports to testify as to a sale between Reuven and Shimon and doesn't mention Levi's name altogether, but if Shimon, who is mentioned as the recipient of the Ishtar, in the shtar itself, turns it over midaite to Levi, then the same shtar that up to now testified testified that Shimon is the owner of the Sodeh, now that he turns it back to Reuven, so he testifies in effect that Reuven is the owner of the Sodeh, and he testifies in effect that Reuven has been the owner of the Sodeh all the time. So mainly it invalidates the Mekach. Anyway, this is mentioned by Rishonim explicitly, and it appears from the Gemara, even though the Gemara doesn't spell it out, that according to Mandoma, Asias Nikdes Bimsire, so then if the Likeach of the Sodeh restores the Shtar back to the Meicheya, then it invalidates the Mekach Limafreya, not Mekan Lahab. Now, so this is what the Rosh says. Oh. דומא לו ישקליס כי דנאי חשקליס וילוי מאדרי לשטור דז בוגס למורי הוד דקומא מאדרי נלאב דאף כשימו ימאז לו ישטא לו נסבט לו עמקה בשביל זה אם לו ישים כנסו דבקיין או ישים שלו השטא ויכתו ישטא מחיר עלוב כני לו חיו בכל שבודה לייק דרבון לא פרפשים גם ליאם כי ניתם פרק בסרי לא בסרי מי שום אבו מה מי שבו בו מה רוב השטא חיו יבוא פי שבו הידיק אבל פי שבו העידים ואומר אנחנו כסענו וכסענו וסענו להשתר אין כסף באמת לא אמורים משתור על בויה ושתור מקר ממך כסף חוץ מהחי שלי רבשים גם לא ילימה ושתור מקר ממך אין כסף ומפורש עושה מייסי ניק מסירה כל מפליגה רבשים גם לא ילסוב אחרי סייס ניק מסירה וחשינו דיל מהר זו להשתר ורבון הסבר נסיג לי מסירה ואף אם יבוא השתר הוא נסבט למקח וכאן הוא אין נסיג לי מסירה So Mimele, it doesn't mean Madrone, Davke, Madrone, because that will invalidate the Mekach Limafreya. Limafreya. Of course, if we say that Madrane means it will, Madrane will turn over the shtar of the Ziburyes back to the Meicheya, Yehuda says Yehuda says to the Nizek, I will turn over the shtar back to the Mecha. So that means that is mevatel the Mekach l'mafreya. So then it's retroactively determined that the Mecha, who is the Mazik, always had title in the Ziboyes. Always a title in the Ziboyes. And who has title to the Yedias Dalikeach? So in the Froyim Mechosim Shibodim Mimokim Shiyos Mechosim Mechelim, then the Ishaskes is very understandable. I mean, it's understandable as it is also. But if we say that Madrane Shtorol Imore means that the Gemore accords with the Shita of Rav Shimon Gamliel, that he says Nixon Mimsire. So Mimele, even though it's not Achidus Ba'Achei, so still, so then he says that he can collect. So the Gemara says that if it's not the case of Yisayim, so he can tell the Nizek that he should take from the boys. Why? Because if he doesn't, he will turn over the shtar back to the Mecher. So then it will be retroactively determined that the Sodeh Ziboyes has always been in the possession of the Belcher. So in Ephraim Chosim Shibon Mochim Sheiz Mechelim. So then the Aloche of Ishaskes is very understandable. It's understandable even without it. So the Rosh says no. That even though the Gemara uses Rosh Madran, Eshtol, and Maraye, it's Lav Davke on the basis of Eisnik Nusir. After all, we don't pass like Shem Gamliel. We pass like Rabbonon. Then Eisnik Nusir. So what does it mean, Madran, Eshtol, with Will and Moray? I will make a sale back to the Mecher. In other words, I'll return back that star, and on that star I'll write another star, Ksiro Nusir, or I'll write just the star Mecher on the same Sode. So it will become, the Mecher will become invested with Sode Zeboyes, now Mikal Habe, not with Mafreya. It will be retroactively determined. So, but he still can say Ishasis. Rabshim gam lusovar isim misir, chashim del mi yazl ashtar v'rabon en savre, ein isim misir, vafim yazl ashtar nis bat la meka, vikamun isim misir. Oh, vazli so kuche vishakli so mizi boyes, vili mozo li meim alei nchiseda, vafilu o ishe sherei tzalit lo zi boyes, mishum she kol dovo, shodom yochi litein, rei neise ikilu kvoros. Kidamrinam fer basra niksuves, mishu ovdo idera sodeo bechad, דיוס מיך יחבו יקל דער מיל מונע או יפרא באוויר מיש נומע מיל ישאס קשאסקס ווי מיר מאטקל שטורל מראיי ווי מיר מוצן שטיי ווי די נבדאי און לוי קי ביש רש יש פיר סוסום ישאסקס ווי זונע גבוך סו אקול אין טראשי דה דין אוף דה רבונון איז בייסט אופן דה קונספט אוף דה פור סטלמנט באט דה רוש סייז נו די יקח לידער בימיי מונע קומא Elo Koldova, so what kind of a settlement is it? If he demands 10,000 zoos for a right away? Elo Koldova, she yochel yitin, paskinam bei ikilu kvo osu, vichay mash mahoche, afil litoan, ishaskisu, anantanil eyu peiskin ladin, kach, dikulan dikhol tachas abayilun, likei abo zeh achaze, kmo yushlei shem neolim keachot, vichay lishinu yachin edime ikilei, ביאסבה ומשם דבר לקח יאפ שיתקן לסחכומים אפילו איתוין כי אם זה פסח פיכול אילאים ויתניו לו ועוד יקום הרוח יוח מזקנם so the Rosh is saying like Teisves in Ksuves not like Rashi in Teisves in Bolokame Rashi in Teisves in Bolokame they say יוח מזקנם let the Likeach have a right to tell the Nizek you take from Bailiness don't insist upon idiots because I have a way to deprive you even of the possibility of taking bailness. I have a way, I have a choice to turn over the shtar ziboyes l'more, then you'll be deprived of the opportunity, not only of collecting from the idiots, but even from the bailness. You'll be forced. In other words, he's supplying him an inducement. He's making an offer. But since he's beyond to do that, so Memele, he has a right to impose, to enforce Ipshon. It's a forced settlement. So it's on the basis of the Gzeres HaKosuf in Misechet Sanhedrin. Daflamed, Daflamed Aleph, Tzedek, Tzedek Tirdim, Echod Lidin, Ve'echod Lipshon. So this is how Rashi and Tesis and Volkame explain it. But Teisves and Ksuvis and the Roshi and Bolokame, they say that when Gemara is the Kashi, Yochem bin Zokaname, the Gemara doesn't mean Yochem bin Zokaname, that Likiach should have a right to tell the Nizek, now you take, I want to enforce a settlement. Because I have the alternative of depriving you even of the opportunity of collecting from Beinonis. So because of that, you agree to a settlement. You must agree to a settlement that you take Beinonis, not insist upon ideas. No, Teisve de Roshia, and Teisve Siksuves, they say, Yochem Zokname, the Gemara means that the Likiach should have a right to tell the Mazi, the Nizek, you, whether you like it or not, you take the boys. You don't like it. But you have to do it. Because it's biyodi to force you. So since it's biyodi to force you, I'm forcing you right now. So, and the same thing, the Gemara means vis-a-vis Balchev also. So you can tell the Balchev, don't insist upon Beinonis. Take the boys. Because it's biyodi to force you to take the boys. So mele, I'm forcing you right now. Alright. So in other words, that is like tesis in Suez. So in other words, that's contrary to the shita of Rashi and tesis in Bolokam. In other words, the shita of Rashi and Tesis in Bolokami is that when the Gemara mentions Ishaskis in Bolokami, so it's two types of Ishaskis. Two types of Ishaskis. One type of Ishaskis that is that the Gemara mentions in connection of Ksuvasisho. So that Ishaskis is not on the basis of the concept of a forced pshat, but it's on the basis of Mamocharishim Lisheini called Schushet Avodah. So then you ask, so why does Gemara have to mention Ishaskes? Mamocharishim Lisheini called Schushet Avodah. After all, when the three Sodis, Beidyes, Beinonis, Zibuyes, were originally in the possession of the Meicher, so then the Meicher had the right to tell the Isha, you take from Zibuyes, now that the Likeach bought the three Sodis, Bozua, Chazu, even though the Yidyes he bought on Sunday, and the Beinonis he bought on Monday, and I'm sorry, even though the Zibuyes he bought on Sunday, and the Beinonis he bought on Monday, and the Yidyes he bought on Tuesday, but originally, before Sunday. So then, if the Ksuvas Isha, if the Isha came before Sunday, so then the Meicher would have a right to give her Zibuyes. He wouldn't be obligated to give her Idyes or Beinonis, but he could give her Zibuyes. So now too, the Likeach should have the same right. Why does the Gemara have to mention Ishaskes? The answer is two Mamochavish Lishin Koschush Dov Yode. But the question is, Koschush that the Meicher had, 10 years ago, 5 years ago, a week ago, or a minute before he made the last sale of the Idyes. So, if not for Ishaskes, then I would say, true that the Meicher had the right to pay with Idyes. When did the Meicher have the right to pay with Idyes? Until Sunday. But on Monday afternoon, if the Isha had come to the husband, to the divorced husband, and she would have demanded, she would have demanded Idyes, so she would have received Idyes, because the Zibuyes had already been in a state of Nechosim Mishabodim, in the possession of the Likeach, but the Zibuyes, so it was in his possession. So Mele, if not for Ishaskes, we would say that in spite of the fact that Mamocharishin Lisheini calls Chush et Avol Yodei, but a minute before the Yidyes were sold, so then the Meicher had no schus to pay the Isha with the boys. So Mele, So the Lekeach, now that he bought on Tuesday the Yidyes, he should also have to pay with Yidyes. But you have the fact that it's Biyodei of the Lekeach to turn over the Zibuyes field to the Meicher and put the Meicher in his original shoes, the way he was standing, in the shoes he was standing prior to Sunday. So the Mele, we apply the Aloche of Mamoch HaGish Lisheini Kol Schu Shetavol Yodei. That's in respect to Ksavasishu. Masha'in Kein in respect to Nizikin, we cannot apply the Aloche of Mamoch HaGish Lisheini Kol Schu Yodei. But there we have to apply another principle, the principle of Yifot Shore, of Echad Lidin V'Echad Upshore. So, if it's Pshore, Pshore means that each party gives up something. There is no Pshore if one gives up everything and the other one doesn't give up anything. That's not a Pshore. So, Mimele, so you can say to the Nizek, you take Bainanes. You insist upon Yidyes, give Bainanes. Why? And you, I can force you into this settlement. Because if you refuse, you'll just be acting capriciously. It's not right that you should refuse. Because after all, I'm in a position to deprive you even of bailiness. So I'm making an offer to you. So you must agree to this pshar. So it's on the basis of a false pshar. That's the shite of Rashi and Teisves in Volokam. The shite of Teisves in Ksuves and the Rosh in Volokam is that the two ishaskes, the Ishaskas in connection with Zerasisho and the Ishaskas in connection with Nizikin's Hainach. But the question is, Bishleim in connection with Zerasisho, it can be based upon the Aloche of Mamoch HaRishon Liseini Kol Zchushet Avol Yodei. But in connection, because originally the Meicher had that right to pay the Isho with the Boyes. He didn't have that right after he started to sell it, to dispose of his Sodeis to the Rikeach. But prior to Sunday, when he had all the three Sodeis in his possession, he had that right. So Mimele, because of Ishaskes, the Lekeach acquires all the rights that the Meicher had prior to Sunday. Mashenken vis-a-vis Nizikin. So at no moment did the Meicher possess the right to pay the Nizek with Zibuyes. So how can we apply the Aloche of Mamoch HaRishon Lisheini Kol Schu Yodei? So the answer is, since he's the Lekeach from the Mazik, and it's Biyodei to invest the Mazik with the schus of paying the Nizek, of paying the Nizek with the Boyes, so Memele, the Aloche of Mamoch HaRishon Lisheini Kol Schu Shetovel Yodei goes so far that the Lekeach acquires not only the actual vested rights of his Meicher, that his Meicher at one time actually possessed, but that the Lekeach becomes invested with all the potential vested rights of his Meicher. All the potential vested rights of his Meicher. But from the Rosh, now, there is one distinction between the Rosh and the Arab Amir here in Balkan. The Rosh says that this chus of Ishaskes is based upon the fact that it's biyodei of the Lekeach to sell back, to turn over Shtar Ziburiyes Lemore, which doesn't mean turn over and invalidate the Mekach Lemafrei, because we don't pass for like the Mandoma, but it means a sale back. But he doesn't say, it's Mashma from the Rosh, that only in the case where the Sode Ziburiyes that he wants, with which he wants to pay, so he bought it originally from the Meicher. But suppose the Meicher never had his Sode Ziburiyes, never had his Sode Ziburiyes. He just had his Sode Yidyes. The Meicher just had a Sode Yidyes, and then he sold the Sode Yidyes to Yehuda Delikeach. So, and then the Nizek comes to Yehuda and he says, your Meicher was mazik me. The damage was $1,000. Your Meicher, Ruvein was mazik me. So the Nizek, Shimon, says to Yehuda, your Meicher, Ruvein was mazik me today, and the damage was $1,000. Now, here is the ideas, and it's all to you. Now I want you to give it to me, the Sodeidius. I'm entitled to it. So then, suppose Yehuda will say to Shimon, he'll say to the Nizek, you know, I have another Sod. I have a Sod Ziboyas. The Sod Ziboyas I never bought from Reuben the Mecher. That has been my Sod all the time. So you take Ziboyas. I don't want to pay you with the Sod that I bought from your Mazik, from Reuben. I want to pay you with another sode, the same $1,000. I'll pay you with another sode. A sode Ziboyes, that is my sode Ziboyes. I never got it from Reuven. So you refuse, you know what I can do? I can immediately turn it over, sell it or give it matone to Reuven, to my Mecher. Then you will be forced to collect that sode Ziboyes. Because in Ephraim, Mechosim, Mishabodim, Bimokim, Shiyesh, Mechosim, Mechayrim. Can he say that? From the Rosh, it's not mashma that he can say that. From the Rosh. Because the Rosh emphasizes. So, Ibrahodi Koma Madar Nelab Davke, Shim Hoyo Marzo Yashta, Lo Nizbati Lo Hamekar Bishvil Ze, Im Lo Yishinikne Asode Bekinyen, O Yishinimse Lo Yashta, Vyichtev Lo Yishtar Mechira Olam, Kni Lo Chiyo Bechol Shibudim. So, he only mentions if the Rosh Shita had been that Yehuda can say Ishaskes, even if the Sode Ziboyes he never bought from the Mazik, that has been his all the time. The Sode that he bought from the Mazik is the Sode Ziboyes. So he still has a right to tell the Nizek, when the Nizek wants to collect from the Sode Ziboyes, because the Shibut was Chal, and that Sode, when that Sode Ideas was in the possession of Reuven, who was Mazik him, Shimon. So in other words, so it's Mashma from the Roshon of the Rosh, that Yehuda, the Likeach, can only present his Taine of Ishaskes, if the Sode Ziboyes that he says, he is ready to turn over back, to give it back to the Mecher. He got originally from the Mecher. But suppose he got from the Mecher, he got only the Sode Ziboyes, and the Sode Ziboyes he has from another source, he always had it. He asked that from his father, the father, from the grandfather, from the great-grandfather. He always had that Sode Ziboyes. And the Sode Ziboyes he bought from the Mecher. And suppose he wants to pay with the Sode Ziboyes that he didn't get from the Mecher. So it's mashma from the Roshon of the Rosh that then he couldn't say Ishaskes. However, from the Rav Amiri, it's mashma. Oh. So he says, Sheimale, Yire, so he says, Yire Minasugie, Shehu Yochele, Zanezek Lebeinus. So, you see, in other words, here again, he says, Hu Yochele, Zanezek Lebeinus. That depends upon the other machlekes between Rashi and Tesis and Lukam and Tesis and Suves and the Rosh. Whether Yoche bin Zokin Namene Moche, what does it mean, Zokin Namene? Whether it means he should be able, the Likiah should be able to tell the Nizek, Ishaskes, Teiv, if not, I'll sell Ishaskes and you take from the Beinonis, you agree to take from the Beinonis, fine. If not, I'll deprive you of the opportunity even of taking, collecting from the Beinonis. Or Ishaskes means, no, you take from the Ziboyes right now because he's biyodi, to force you to take from the Ziboyes. So the Rav Amiri mentions that pshat according to the Shita of Rashi and Tesis and Volkan. Whereas the Rosh is the Shita of Tesis and Suris. But that's another point. But let's see. Yirem nasuge, shu yochi lehiritis anizek lebeinis, afal pisha lokach o yidias achre, שאימלי, אישסקי שסקס, כלאים אביטיתו מן הבינלס, ואילוי מהדרן אשתורי לזיבויס למורי, עד שתהייסה הזיבויס אצלי בני חרא, ותיתך אצל הזיבויס, ואף על פי שנאיסי יסניקס לבסירת. He's talking the same language as the Rosh, but there's one difference. אין הכוון החזור עשה שטר לבד, אלא הכנוע במתוני ומחירי, ומצד שכבור, הויסו שלוי, ושהוא מר זו אם נקנוע עושה שטר המחר, הוא אם רוב לא שמה דרני, והוא הדין, שאם לא ילוקח הוא זיבורייס, even if the liqueur didn't get this of the zibuyes from the mazik, from the meicher. Motzom, he owns this, the son is abused for years, he owns it. He didn't get it from the Meicher. Vihu adin, shim lo ilokach uzibur yes. Motzo oma, yahiv nelei midili, shebichol tzad sheyoveilei, nechosim necheirim, hamalve, nivkam nam shibodi, umitirkach, ulo yakno yedicheir lebeinis. Aval in meirit balchei uzibur yes, tam adrani. So we see a machlekes between the Rosh and the Rav Amir. The Rosh says that this taine in Zchus of Ishaskes is not based upon the fact that the Sod is a boyes, that he threatens to turn over back to the Meicher. So he originally got it from the Meicher. Even in a case where the Sod is a boyes, he didn't get from the Meicher. Only the Sod Idias he got from the Meicher. But he has his Sod is a boyes. He has his Sod is a boyes all the time. So he can force the Nizek to take from the Boyes, because if the Nizek refuses to take from this, then he says, after all, I'm entitled to Idias, and you have the Sodi Idias on which a Shibut was hal, because at the time, your Meicher was Mazik me, so at that time, this Sodi Idias that is now in your possession was in your Meicher.